You think I have led you to the top of a mountain to look around and all to see all the glories that surround you, and to have you come into a blessed experience of my presence, and then have me send you back into the valley without the equipment, without the glory, without the victory, without that which you need. Oh no, I have brought you here that you might become established in this experience, and that you might be more than conqueror through him who has loved you and given himself for you, that you might go forth to the battle, and that you might do my will, and that you might be victorious. And that you might not only be victorious, but that you might triumph gloriously.
Thank you. bind you. I've got power to subdue all things unto myself. I want you not to be concerned with the enemy or his works, but to be concerned only with me and my gracious promises and my offers to you. And I, who have all power to give eternal life to those who believe on me, I have power over every one of you if you'll allow me to use it. Come, children of mine, separate yourselves unto me. Let your attention be given to me from this day forth. Quietly and lovingly remember that I dwell within your hearts in order to perfect that which concerneth you, to make you perfect in every good work, not in one work or another, but to make you my masterpiece and to present you spotless before the presence of my glory with exceeding joy. This is my word. Children of mine, the days of opportunity will not be as long as you could wish them to be, but today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart, for I have power to bestow upon you all the grace that is necessary to bring you right through to glory.